Considering the statistics that have been sent to the conference this year, words of the prophet Isaiah kept repeating themselves to me. It was a time when Babylon was knocking at the gate of Jerusalem, and some of the people of Judah were becoming refugees. All seems lost and hopeless. And then Isaiah, in chapter 40, provides words of comfort to God's people. After God reminds them of all that has been done for the people, then God, through the prophet, ends the chapter with these words: "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." When you hear some of the statistics that are to be reported this year, it is easy to grow weary and fall exalted. We ended the year with 186,464 professing members, a decrease of 2,310. Worship attendance decreased by 3,225 for an average total of 63,651. When we combine the total numbers for Christian formation groups as church school, after school programs, long and short term study groups, our attendance decreased by 2,288 or to 80,630. We had 2,738 baptisms this year, a decrease of 131 from the previous year. And we received by profession of faith 2,788, which is a decrease of 560 from the year 2007. This year, 297 of our congregations did not fulfill the Great Commission from Christ to baptize them. And 343 congregations did not go into the world to make new disciples by receiving them into the congregation as members. The numbers could come with one of us wringing our hands in despair, just as the people of Jerusalem did so long ago when Babylon was at the gate. Yet the words of Isaiah: "Have we not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth." We must remember that once before, the membership of our three predecessor denominations was less than 200,000, and the Methodist, Evangelicals, and United Brothers of that time used that number as a platform, a springboard, if you will, to remind Iowans that God's understanding is unsearchable. One must remember that in earlier times, Iowa's demographics changed as they are today. That is why, for example, in the 1850s and 1860s, the Upper Iowa Conference once had two German language districts. If we remember that God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless, then we really do have a future of hope. What do the income and asset statistics tell us about the Iowa United Methodist Church? The value of all of our church-owned property, land, buildings, contents increased by 5.57% for a total value of $869 million. The United Methodist of Iowa spent a total of $104,305,110 for all causes in 2007. This is an increase of 8.79%. Of that amount, 88 million plus was retained and spent within the local congregations. 13 million 6.6 was received and used as apportionments for the Iowa Conference. And the General Church received $1.8 million, which was given as pass-through for ministry projects within Iowa, the world, and the nation. The percentage division of this spending is that 85.18% of the money received was used at the local level, 13.05% for apportionments, annual conference and general church apportionments, and 1.77% for our advanced specials and ministry projects that pass through our books. Since we have now collected data regarding the previous 2 years, I wanted to report the numbers that are part of Table 3 of our statistical tables. Part 1 is the annual operating budget and benevolence giving funding source. The total for 2007 was $78,348,062, a 3.38% increase from the year 2006. Part 2 of that table is funding sources for capital and other special projects, and that showed an increase of 18.59% for a total of $18,458,583. And Part 3, which describes funding sources from districts, annual conference, and general church or institutional gifts that's given back to the local congregation, that total was $727,656, an increase of 45.26%. Although all of these numbers show an increase, if we depend on our own wealth and resources, if we say that our own financial security is enough, we will be disappointed. Our future will then make us one as the youth who becomes faint and weary and falls with exhaustion. Again, if we remember that it is God's creation, God's future, then we can experience a future with hope. Traditionally, in this report, I also share with you the 2007 apportionment receipts. In 2007, our percent of apportionments received was 88.38%, a 3.63% increase from the previous year. Of the four apportionment categories, ministerial support received $5.2 million for 91.93%. Administrative ministries received $2.9 million for 88.84%. World Service and Conference Missions received $5.3 million, or 85.02%. The Black College Fund and Africa University, when we put them together, received $181,000 for 89.02%. However, we've also received enough money from sources committed to the Africa University that for the second year in a row, the Iowa Conference has paid more than 100% of that general church apportionment. And I'm also pleased to report that income from apportionments for the year 2008 is greater in dollar amounts and percentages than it was last year at this same time. Wouldn't it be great if that trend continues? And next year, I could report our apportionment receipts were greater than 90%. The ministries that are supported by these funds are thankful to all of you for your efforts in support of the projects within the local setting as well. The improvement in receipts makes our connection stronger. Yet I know that there are some who would say because we have not received 100% of that which was appointed, we really should not ask or expect more. But again, the words of Isaiah sound in my head, because those who wait for the Lord will be renewed and strengthened. God has blessed us with so much. In gratitude, we cannot help but be expected to share more. Let me close with a true story from my family. our son and his family live near Phoenix. Where they live, they can stand on the patio and see into the open desert. One day this spring when I was there, my son and grandson and I saw a couple of large birds gliding and swooping over the desert. My son said, "It looks like a vulture, a bird that is a scavenger and picks up its carcasses from the dead." My 5-year-old grandson, looking at the same bird, said, "I think it's a golden eagle, a bird that lifts us high in the heavens and looks for that which is alive." Our statistics, you see, is a matter of perspective. Some may hear the statistics of decreased numbers of people, and think that as a church we're getting ready for the vulture because Babylon is close to the gate. But I believe if we use our numbers, our membership, our assets, and run with God, we will not grow weary and faint. If we mount ourselves and resources on the wings of an eagle, God will raise us up and make us shine like the sun, and we will be held in the palm of God's hand, and we really, really will have a future with hope. Thank you.